Here they are, look, it's Busted. Woo! Yo, yo, woo! What's up, fly boys? Yeah, in the place to be.
In the house.
Yo, that's how they talk, that's how the kids talk. Amazing. Hello, Sweet Busted.
Guy. Hello.
Hey, man.
Right, which one's which?
I'm Matt.
You're Matt?
Yes.
Hello, what do you do?
I play bass and sing.
I don't know much about you guys.
Oh,
I like you.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you do or anything about you.
Okay, that's fine.
So Matt, shut up, I'm not talking to you yet. So Matt, you play what and sing?
I play bass and sing.
Bass and sing, and you're the lead, you're the boss.
No, I like to think so.
It's your band.
Really. No.
They do what you say.
Well, occasionally,
okay,
if I'm nice.
Okay. And then you're Charlie.
Yes.
Because you're big.
Yeah,
you're a big Charlie.
Yeah, I'm
right. A right big Charlie. Is your cap on at a jaunty angle?
It is,
for
right.
a reason.
Not really.
Okay. Because you need to push it that way a little
no.
bit. Because yeah. otherwise you look a bit... Yeah. That's better, right? And yeah, what do you do, Charlie?
I try and play guitar and sing.
Right, do you play lead guitar?
Me and James kind of share it.
Right, okay. And so this must be James.
Yeah.
That's right, mate, I'm James.
Right. Is that your real voice?
That's my real voice.
Go in there, hi! I've never noticed that before.
No, I don't notice it either.
No, it's good, isn't it? Yeah, I like that. And what do? You play guitar as well?
Yeah, I play guitar and sing.
So who plays drums?
Well, Charlie can play drums.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I play them in the studio and stuff.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have a drummer that comes with
us. We have a drummer called Gareth. He's awesome.
He's yeah, awesome, he's dude.
He doesn't do the promo, but, right. you know.
I don't know what that means. What's the promo?
You know, all this radio
right, okay.
stuff.
Listeners don't know what that means.
Oh, sorry.
No, right. They just think you come on because you like us.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Not because the records
they
are
don't, they don't know that you're plugging that's something. They think it's love. You got to learn these things. So, you've done very well.
It's going all right, mate.
You've had a number three,
uh-huh.
a number two,
uh-huh.
and a number one.
Yes.
Damn right.
So, what's next? The next one then can't chart. It has to be zero, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, that's what we thought.
That's the chart you said earlier.
I said that earlier. If it doesn't chart, it's a good thing.
Unless you have another number one, then a number two, and then a number three.
Well, that would be special.
That would be special.
You'd like that?
Yeah. We're actually in the Guinness Book of Records for 3-2-1.
Are you really?
Yeah.
There's no band done that before?
No.
Really?
I thought they would have, but they haven't.
That's quite cool.
Yeah.
We like your records. But this, but you probably met our producer, by the way, that one of you referred to as Greyhound once.
It's just stupid. Like, I thought it was some weird nickname. I was like, yeah, I thought I was wrong.
So that was you, James?
Yeah.
So you thought that he would be called Greyhound? why do you think that he would be called Greyhound?
I don't know, because I didn't see the paper, because we had to do this, like, thing where...
Right, but obviously you listen to the show, you're a big fan of the show, right?
Yeah, big fan.
Right. I love the show, man. I listen to it all the time.
Man. Yeah, you're lying. Aren't you?
No,
I do.
I do.
In my car, listening along.
Right. Not at home, no.
No, usually not. But
just in the car.
In the car. Yeah.
Why does everyone say that? Oh, I listen to it. I'm early this week. I haven't been in the car. I've got a radio in the house. A Walkman. What's wrong with you? So, I think you guys make really good records.
Oh, cheers, mate.
I really do.
Thank you very much.
I think... What?
I said I do as well. But
right.
But.
Do you know, I think that if you were American,
yeah,
you'd be more credible than
totally,
you are.
Totally. Totally.
That is very, very true.
And I think that if Sum 41 or Good Charlotte had recorded You Said No, right, all the cool bandwagon jumpers
yeah.
would go, yeah, man, it's great. It's awesome, man. It's really great. But because it is Busted...
Yeah.
It's easy for everyone to go, Busted, they're rubbish.
Yeah.
But I think they secretly liked You Said No.
Man,
Crash and Burn,
cool.
whatever it's called.
Wicked.
One or the other.
That one. Thank
cheers,
you.
Man.
Thank you very much. See, there you go.
Interesting musical point.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I think it's true.
Oh, it is,
well, I do agree with you. I think that, if, you know, Avril Lavigne's basically the same as us, but, you know, she's American, so it's like, yeah,
she's
a skater.
She's Canadian.
Yeah, now, she was from Ipswich.
Yes.
Right,
yeah,
and she did Skater Boy. Yeah. Everyone would go, she thinks she is.
Exactly.
Skater Boy.
Yeah.
Skateboarding, it's rubbish. What's she talking about? But they would. I think that's...
I agree, man.
That is true. How old are you all, by the way?
I'm 20.
I'm 18.
20? Yeah, 19.
How old are you?
18.
You're 18?
Yes.
That's disgusting. Are you... Is that... That's disgusting. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
You freak. Jesus. Seriously.
I know, man.
And you've always been... When you were 17, were you as tall as you are
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I think I've grown
He's
last
grown this year.
Year.
Yeah.
Has he? When you met him, he was, what, 4'3"?
Exactly.
And in the last 12 months, has he shot up?
Yeah.
6'4" and you're 18.
That's right.
Oh man, is it all proportion? You got like long legs?
Yeah, I think
right.
so.
Okay.
Never really measured my legs, but.
Right, okay.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I bet the girls love that. 6'4". Because, you know, because a lot of the girl fans who like you, because you know, you've got a fair fan base, but a lot of you, you know, young whippersnappers, they must come up to your knee.
Yeah,
so. Hello down there, fan. How are you? Clean my shoes while I sign an autograph for you. Wow. And how tall are you?
I'm just under 6 foot.
Yeah. Same as me.
Yeah. I'm just under Matt. So.
You're okay, all right. Yeah. You're about 5'6", and then you're a little short, yeah. 5'6", 5'5", are you? No. 5'4", kind of an
okay. I'm actually 5'10", actually.
This will be good, actually. Dave, stand up.
What?
I want to see if you're taller than, or shorter than James.
Go on then.
This is good. Oh, what? You're shorter than James!
everyone goes, I'm like so short, but like, it's because I'm standing next to Charlie all the time. Yeah. It's like.
But yeah, no, you're not short. You're taller than Dave.
That's no bad thing.
Charlie, stand next to Will. Because Will's a big boy. Oh, now look at this. Look at that. Oh, you really could be father and son. You really could. Because look, you've both got really, really big bushy eyebrows.
That's right.
Don't you think, though? That's weird. I can't believe that. Dave, you're shorter than Busted.
I'm not embarrassed about that.
How funny is that? They're like 15, 20 years younger than you. Because they are dead old.
Come on,
Dave,
then.
What?
You get on them.
What?
Because you're shorter than me.
What, short
you are.
Come around.
You go around there.
No, look, you can see from here.
No, you
can't.
Go around there.
James,
I'm sort of looking
at
you. Go around. Yeah. See, look, you can tell you had to come around. Look, that's easy. Now look at this. Let me
yeah, you're on your tippy toes.
Not my tippy toes. I'd be wobbling if I was on my tippy toes.
He's still talking.
I did.
You called me a short freak.
Hannah said, look at that. No, yeah, there, look. See there. Yeah, you come up. Yeah, you come
up. I think it's about the same, but equal.
Yeah, now I'm taller than. Right, okay, good. So do people pick on you because they think you're short? Is that what happens?
No, not really.
Do you have a complex about it?
You're the first.
Is there anything you want? Who's the first?
You're the first.
I never called you short. I said you had a girly voice, but I didn't call you short. What are you getting upset about? God, what's wrong with these people? You angry young man. Is the money not turned up yet from the first single? What's wrong with you?
Oh, mate.
Seriously, you can go out with any girl you want, and you're going to be rich and you know, in rehab when you're 20. Calm down, you've got a great life ahead of you.
So sorry.
That's all right. I haven't heard it, but I've been told by many people, because people find out you're coming on the show, and I've been told when you did Party in the Park, you did a cover version of The Jam. Did you do that since
Entertainment?
Yeah, that's
wicked song.
And I've been told that your version was superb.
Oh, wicked.
By several people. But you know, and they went, really, credit where credit's due. Fantastic.
Oh, wicked.
And I haven't heard you do it yet. But you're not going to do it in Leicester, though, are you?
We're not.
No. We just covered it for that event. We never covered it before, so.
So you just did it for that, just to be a bit different.
Yeah, it's like 20 years and... No,
25 years of London music, yeah. So.
I heard it was good, London, man. I heard it was really good.
No, it's too fun.
Actually. I love that song.
And you're not going to do it today for me either, are you?
No.
Unfortunately not.
Excellent.
It's time to plug our stuff.
Tell you what, I click my fingers and they just ignore me.
When you talk, people listen.
When I talk, Busted just ignore me.
What people don't tell you is that we actually had the words sellotaped to the mics.
Exactly.
Don't give that away. It's showbiz, man.
Exactly.
Mind you, you're allowed though, because you probably, when was that a hit? Yeah, were you even?
I don't think I was even born.
I didn't realise there was so many words to it though. There's so many words, it's quite hard.
Yeah, it's like not an instrumental, dude. There's words to it. They have like choruses and verses.
No.
Yeah. Well, listen, Sunday then's going to be good. You're doing one week Sunday to Leicester.
Electric Six is going to be awesome.
Electric Six is going to be good. Kelly Rowland's headlining.
Mate.
She's headlining?
Yeah. Well, she's on last.
Oh, what about Electric Six? When are they headline?
I think you should headline.
Oh, we could headline.
I think you should headline.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
So, it's yourselves, Kelly Rowland, Electric Six, Daniel Bedingfield.
Yeah.
He's not right in the head, is he?
I don't know.
Seriously.
Actually, I heard about your experience with him.
No, he was pleasant and charming and everything, but he's not all
he's
there.
He's talented, but he's a wrong'un, isn't he?
He's not all there. You must have met him countless times.
He's trying to express his whole recording with his pants, just his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'd never heard of before. But we did ask him about the story about him going... See in the charts. We'll talk about that. We'll tell you off here. Sorry, Daniel. I'm just bonding with the acts for Sunday. Athlete are on, and Big Brothers and Mystique are all on.
Awesome.
Cool.
But you probably see them every week at Top of the Pops. When you do that. All right, well, listen, thank you for coming in. And you're going to do two songs for us today. Mm-hmm. And Will, by the way, Greyhound.
Greyhound, yeah.
Has learned how to play. Which one have you learned to play?
What I go to school for.
On the guitar.
Yes.
He can't play a guitar. He also can't sing. Mm-hmm. So when he does it, just, you know.
Humor him.
Yeah. Okay. Just go, oh, man, that's really we'll good. Clap. And don't, well, you don't have to clap. But just, you know, just don't laugh too, obviously.
Yeah.
In fact, you should face the mic so they can't see you.
No,
but more importantly, so you can you can't see them.
Yes.
And then when they laugh at you,
they won't see.
You won't see them, and it won't put you off.
They have to be out there.
And then when you turn around, they'll go, oh, it's marvellous. Well, really, they'll be like this. Right? Okay, good. All right, well, listen, thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you. And we'll hear you singing live in just a bit.
Okay, mate.
Okay. Okay. Right, lovely. All right, cool. Do you like that? This is Super Furry Animals.
Only on Radio 1.
Bam! Hey up there, Charlie boy.
Hello there.
Charlie gets to the stool and the microphone. Two microphones.
That's because he's the biggest.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
They need two to reach him.
Yeah.
Okay. Before you do this, could you possibly say hello to somebody for me?
Okay.
And then it wins us really kind of like big points.
Big points.
Can you say hello to Amy?
Hello, Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Hello, hey. Amy.
That's lovely. Thank you. Right, that's good. That's me with a free car for the rest of the year.
Oh, can you also, can you say happy birthday to my fiancé, Emma, as well, please?
Happy birthday, fiancé,
no.
Emma.
Oh, yeah, it is a birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, I ruined that. I interrupted. Can you dedicate the song to Emma?
We can.
Wow! Because that's, seriously, if you do that, Dave will get loads of sex over the weekend.
Okay, cool. Okay, well, this is You Said No, and it's dedicated to Emma.
Loads of sex. Excellent.
Loads of sex.
And so is my favourite bit, is that little kind of, you know, uncomfortable hesitation. Because I always leave a gap just in case the artist goes, oh, I'm liking that, I'm going to stick that as a B-side.
But so far, no one's ever done it.
In 4 years, no one's ever done it. But maybe Busted will with that one, or with the next one. Very nice, thank you very much. You can have a break now, we're going to talk to you more Busted in just a bit. And they'll be playing another live song, so hang on.
Radio 1.
And Busted are on the show today. They're going to be with us live in Leicester on Sunday. Seriously, I don't think they have a clue who I am.
Johnny is a big fan of the show. He was, because he was talking to me and he was saying, oh, I can't believe I've got to face the voice and can't believe we called you Greyhound. So he does know what we do.
I think James and Matt don't have a clue who I am.
Well, I think they don't have a clue generally myself, but, you know, that's just an opinion.
Matt thinks I'm just some old man.
If he thinks you're old, I don't stand a chance.
Matt, do you have any idea who I am?
What, sorry?
There you go. No further questions. Thank
sorry,
you very
what?
Much.
Do you have any idea who I am? Have you heard the show ever before?
I have listened to the show, yeah.
Right. And James?
Yeah, I heard you before, yeah.
Yeah. He sounds thrilled to be here. James has just gone, what, we're doing this and then we're going, yeah? Seriously, are you double parts outside or something, James? Do you know how many people would love to be on the show right now? I'm a legend. I'm
happy to be here.
I'm a god. I'm a legend. Seriously. You've got to... See, I respect you.
I think he's more of a Mark and Love fan.
Is he really? Mm. I think you should ditch him. I always, you know, Busted will be better with just, you know, Charlie and Matt, maybe. I'm only joking, James. You big fella, you. Alright, so, we'll talk to you in a bit in a second. First of all, Will wants to do this stupid thing where he's been learning how to play your song.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, this will be good.
Well, I don't think it will be. I think you're very kind.
Chris, why don't you sing with him?
Because I don't want to be involved in any of it. See, now, you know,
if he's going to make an ass of himself, he's doing it on his own.
Absolutely.
I've been told you can actually sing.
I've got a great voice.
Oh, nice.
I really have.
Unlike me.
And I don't think Will's good enough to sing with me.
Right, okay.
You know, you've got to look at these things.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never do a duet with Peter Andre, would you? You've got to think about it. So, anyway, you're going to perform for us now, Will.
I am, yes.
Let me give you some, do you want some reverb on your voice?
Her voice is echoed in my mind. I count the days to 1, 2, 3, 4. Too much.
Is that too much?
Way too much. Way too wet. 1, 1, 2, 2. I'm liking that.
Okay, and how's your guitar sounding? Right, lovely.
I still think this is a mistake.
Dave, shut up.
So do I.
You start on A, by the way.
I've no idea what you start on. You start with A, new job by the time you finish this. Right, so you ready? Okay, this is Will performing live with It's What I Go to School For.
Right.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Her voices echoed in my mind. I count the days till she is mine. Can't tell my friends cause they will laugh. I love a member of the staff.
Not laughing.
I fight my way to front of class to get the best view of her ass. I drop a pencil on the floor. She bends down and shows me more. That's what I go to school for. Even though it is a real bore, you can call me crazy. I know that you crave me. That's what I go to school for. Even though it is a real bore, girlfriends I've had plenty. None like Miss McKenzie. That's what I go to school for. What I go to school for.
Sorry.
Souls may be 33, but that doesn't bother me.
Well, that's...
Her boyfriend's working out of town. I find reasons to go round.
Find a reason to put you down.
I climb a tree outside her home to make sure that she's alone. I see her in her underwear. I can't help but stop and stare. That's what I go to school for. Even though it is a real bore, you can call me crazy. I know that you craze me. What I go to school for. Even though it is a real bore, girlfriends I've had plenty. None like Miss McKenzie. That's what I go to school for. That's what I go to school for.
Wow.
Yeah. That's good. Amazing.
Hey.
Hell no.
Hey.
I tell you what, it's amazing.
I'm pleased with that.
It's amazing how you make a rock classic sound like a folk song.
I'll give you the fact that I don't sing all that well. But you've got to give me the guitar playing. That's 3 days, that is. That's
Charlie,
days.
Matt, James, what do you reckon?
No, I think that should
after
be a B-side.
Three days, that's good.
Yeah.
Should be a B-side, man.
Now, you know, if you need any help on Sunday in Leicester...
Get a session musician.
No, he will be there, you know.
Will, come on stage with us, mate.
Wow!
That's not a great idea.
No, he doesn't mean to perform. He just wants you to come on stage and dance.
Yeah, good idea.
Hose the audience down when they get excited.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Actually,
I think you should perform with them.
I think Buster could use you in the you know, when they perform live, to pass them towels when they come off stage.
I'm happy to do that. Now, in the words of Scott, I couldn't perform, so I think the big occasion might get to me.
I was loving the head nodding.
That's the rhythm.
Seriously, getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm loving that song.
So you've been, you know, looking at Busted's every little move, haven't you?
Well, I was disappointed because I would have liked to do the Busted move.
Can you do the jump? You've been practicing that, haven't you? Right. In front of the window.
Can you do a while ago?
You do realise that you are old enough to be Busted's granddad.
That's okay.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Teach me young. You have to go. It's what I go to school for. So give me the rhythm to jump at the right time.
Okay.
Ready?
It's what I go to school for.
He nearly put his knee out.
Careful, you've got arthritis.
Boys like that. They're loving it.
They're laughing at you because you're a fool.
They're laughing with me.
They're laughing at you. They're gonna finish here and go, who's that pillock? That greyhound's an arse. Oh,
so
dear.
There we are.
Oh. Right, so what are we doing now then?
We're going to play a song, then we come back and have another song from Busted.
Oh, joy. All right, okay, good. Is that all right with you guys in there?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. So hang on there. We'll talk more with Busted in just a second. And they're going to do... Are you sleeping with the lights on? Are you going to do that?
That's right.
Uh-huh. I like that one. Do you know that's about, Dave?
Yes.
It's about someone who's scared of the dark.
That's you. You're scared of the dark, aren't
you?
No. I thought you were. I thought it took you 6 months to turn the lights off in your new flat.
I haven't turned them off yet. I'm doing it one by one. I just keep dimming it a little bit more and more. Well, you know, I've got to sleep with the lights on. It's not my flat. The landlord might come back at any point and kick me out and pay the rent for about 6 months, have I?
Around the country, people are dreaming of beaches.
There's Foo Fighters and All My Life from Radio 1, and it's only a shame that the audience couldn't hear Busted in the background. Shh. We're on.
Pipe down, fellas.
And they were singing along and playing along. Mm. It was lovely to watch. You were very good.
Oh, well.
You were getting into it yourself, I think, Chris.
Well,
just a bit of drumming, bit of air guitar.
Well, I was, you know, I was so shocked by Will on the guitar. Mm. James, I heard James go, he hasn't been, he's obviously been playing longer than that. He hasn't just been playing for 3 days.
Yeah, I reckon
days.
He learned a song in 3 days. I don't think okay. He's been playing in 3 days.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a difficult song to learn for somebody as old as Will.
Mm. I thought, like I was very impressed with that.
He's like our version of Carlos Santana.
Do you think Buster's aware of Carlos
probably,
Santana?
Probably not by by the response.
And isn't he referred to as Santana?
No, Carlos Santana. Right, Santana's okay. A band.
Do you know who they are?
I like the guitar he plays. He plays the PRS, and I've got the exact same guitar.
So that's what I've got.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I've got a Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker.
I've got one of them. I've got a Rickenbacker. That's what I play. What do you play, Dave?
A Rickerducker.
A Rickerducker. Doesn't he play for Leeds?
Might be signing next week.
Anyway, so it's been lovely hanging out with you guys. I don't feel as though we've bonded fully, though. I really don't. I think we still need to bond properly.
Okay.
Okay.
I think James, you know, can't work me out. I think he finds I'm a bit strange. I think Charlie's all right. You know, we had a little chat off the air, and Matt seems, you know, he's up for it. You know, but James just seems to look at me as if to go, I don't know what you are.
Do you know who James reminds me of?
What?
He reminds me of the other one out of Wayne's World.
Garth?
Yes.
Oh, he's going to love you saying that now, isn't he?
But imagine him with a longer wig.
That's, like, really rude.
It's not.
What?
I actually love that movie.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. And I think you look like him too in that case. It's a big compliment. And Charlie looks like... Charlie's cap is still not on straight.
Jaunty angle.
I'll put it straight, though.
No, see.
There you go. I'll put it straight now.
Okay, all right. And Matt, by the way, all the way through the last song, kept putting his trousers up.
Did he?
Mm.
Perhaps he needs a belt.
Will you be doing that in Leicester? It's almost Michael Jackson-like, isn't it? Hee hee! You know, when you grab your... You know, but yeah, I think you should do that.
Really? Oh, I think it's my trademark then.
Do you know, in Japan, yeah, we were doing a TV show, and his trousers actually fell down.
No.
On air.
That's why I tend to keep
very
them up
funny.
There.
Were you wearing pants?
I was, and they were clean, so
thank
it was okay.
God for that.
Yeah.
Do you often go commando? Do you ever do that?
I've never. Charlie did yesterday, actually.
Did you do it yesterday?
Yeah.
I went commando yesterday. Seriously, for the first time in ages.
Yeah, same here, mate.
And what did you think?
It felt quite nice.
It's all right, isn't it?
I liked it.
Yeah. But you've got to learn to wash properly.
I was going to say, do you have to wash your jeans more often when you do that?
But I always find, you know, a bit of poo on the back of your jeans just, you know, makes them more lived in. That's disgusting, isn't it?
When's the next track from Buster?
Oh, we're going to do it now, then. Anyway, listen, nice to meet you all, guys. Yeah. You've got a big arena tour announced for 2004.
We have.
Yeah, man.
With Greyhound supporting.
Yep.
Taking in Newcastle, Nottingham, Birmingham, Sheffield, Cardiff, Wembley, Glasgow and Manchester. Are tickets available for that already?
Oh, yeah, man.
All good box offices.
Oh, excellent. Nice. So if you want to go see Busted, a nice treat for next year, then buy your tickets. And also buy their album and all their singles available from back catalogue places. Because every point counts in the young lives of Busted. So I'll see you on Sunday, then.
We will do, mate.
Okay, and we'll have fun. And if you want to bring him on stage, feel free.
Awesome.
Well, I'll be there, you know, to change your mind if you really do want to do that. Alright, so we'll see them on Sunday in Leicester. This is Busted in the Radio and Live Lounge, and this is Sleeping with the Lights On.
Okay, this is for Mr. Greyhound himself. Here we go.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Busted, for coming in. Thank you, Charlie and James and Matt.
Thank you very much.
I will see you at the weekend in Leicester with Daniel Bedingfield. See you later. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Busted. And they dedicated a song to Greyhound.
Yep.
And to your missus.
I know. Very nice of them.
Which means you'll get some rumpy pumpy tonight. And Will, what are you doing?
I'll get accolades.
Pardon?
Well,
can you get some cream for them?
Radio 1.